Good morning. Greetings of peace and joy from our Lord Jesus Christ as we worship together on this fourth Sunday and final day of the Advent season this year. The time of preparation is almost over as the birthday of Jesus Christ our Lord is at hand. We have our Christmas Eve candlelight service here in the sanctuary at 7 tonight. I've counted up and it is involving 40-some people singing, playing, reading, doing their tech thing. We hopefully are all ready, and I pray that it will be a glorious service as we praise God for the birth of His Son, Jesus Emmanuel. Christmas Day worship tomorrow at 10:30 a.m., followed by Christmas caroling at Fairlawn for those that are able to join. If you look at the back of your bulletin, we have some new prayer concerns to share. To be praying for the family of Audrey Smith. Her service was in a chapel on Friday. Phyllis Schweitzer is in hospice care at Fulton Manor and not able to have visitors, so please be praying for Phyllis and for her family. And you'll see that Jocelyn Walker had outpatient surgery on Friday. That's also why the office is closed one or two days this week, because I will be out of the town a couple of days. So be praying for Jocelyn as well. And speaking of Jocelyn, our prelude this morning is a recording of Jocelyn singing Be Born in Me. It's a song from the perspective of Mary, who's a scared teenager, trembling in the presence of an angel, yet understanding the significance of her calling. So let's listen to our morning prelude.
Everything inside me cries for order. Everything inside me wants to hide. Is this shadow an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone tell me I am only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes. And before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is He, blessed am I. Heart, somehow I believe Bethlehem, be born in me.
Our opening reading of Scripture comes from Psalm 89, and though Psalm 89 is a prayer of lament about the downfall of the Davidic lineage, the psalm opens with words singing of God's love and faithfulness and of his covenant with David. And then in verses 19 through 26, it speaks further of the Lord's covenant with David, which leads to the psalmist's prayer at the end of the psalm. So Psalm 89, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 19 through 26. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. Verse 19. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, and you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David, my servant. With my sacred oil, I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. No enemy will subject him to tribute. No wicked man will oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. Let's pray. Lord God, we have come to sing of your great love and your great faithfulness. In the blessing of this Christmas Eve day, we come before you with expectant hearts, preparing for the holiest of nights tonight as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, coming into the world, bringing light and love to all. Bless our worship, bless our day, bless our night through the presence of your Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Here at the stable, in the alleyway behind the nearby inn, the setting of the promised birth continues to unfold. The animals look upon these humans, maybe wondering why they have come to their humble home. The innkeeper has offered the stable to a young couple who have traveled far from their home. It's just the two of them. They're tired from their journey, needing a place to stay. They've searched the local inns. They've inquired around Bethlehem for a place to stay, with no luck, until the innkeeper offers them a sheltered place. Not a room in an inn, no, not a room in an inn, but the stable in which he keeps his animals and the animals of other travelers. They gladly accept, for it will keep out the wind and the cold. They'll snuggle in for the night and wait the last few hours as the woman is pregnant. Her time is near. Mary and Joseph are tired, yet expectant. Knowing of the angel's news, they wait for the birth of their child, God's child, Jesus Emmanuel. It's still just an ordinary, simple stable with simple surroundings and humble people on a night in which God blessed all people with great love, with great joy, with heavenly peace and everlasting hope. Let us join together in singing the first verse of number 147, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Silent night.
I invite all who are able to please rise for our call to worship. The Advent season is at a time when the light of the Lord radiates throughout the world.
In this time of the end, let us see bright lights through your love and grace, Lord.
Amid the wrappings and writings, the carols and glad gatherings,
we prepare ourselves for the one who reveals the Lord's face every day.
And now let us sing the carol, What Child Is This? For those of you who would like to follow along in your red hymnals, it is page number 137. What Child Is This?
On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the candles from the first three Sundays of Advent, the candle of God's promises, the candle of the prophets, and the candle of John the Baptist.
As we light the candle of the virgin birth, we are reminded of the miraculous power of God. When Mary questioned the angel Gabriel of how she could be with child, the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." The angel then tells Mary, "For nothing is impossible with God."
This fourth candle also represents the courage and the faithful willingness of Mary. Her simple response to this magnificent news offers so much for us to emulate. "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said."
Luke 1:46-49, and Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name."
Let us pray. We thank you, Mighty One, for the great things you have done for us, for each of us. Your mercy and mighty deeds reveal your deep love for those who fear you. And in our worship, we give you our praise and thanksgiving for the promises realized through the birth of the Christ child, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Let us now sing verses 1 through 4 of Christmas is Coming. That's verses 1 through 4. It's found as an insert in your bulletin.
Children to the steps for the children's message. That's for tonight. Wow. That's where the handbells are going to sit. So if you want to see the handbells, you got to come back tonight at 7. Oh. Good morning. Nice and calm. Are you going to be sitting this nice and calm tomorrow?
Nope.
What's tomorrow?
Christmas.
Christmas. Okay, Christmas. And why do we celebrate Christmas?
The birth of Jesus.
Because it's his birthday. It's his birthday. Jesus. Jesus. Yes? The meaning of Christmas. One of the meanings of Christmas is giving. God gave to us, and we give to one another. Except I don't have shoelaces. Okay. All right. I want to come back to Jesus and about Christmas. And I imagine when your parents heard that they were expecting a child, they spent some time figuring out what they wanted to name you. Sometimes parents just come up with a name on their own. Sometimes they refer to a book of names. Sometimes they pray and hope God gives them a name. And so you come up with names. And oftentimes, names have meaning. Now, there are all kinds of books out there you can get from the library and read up on names, but they don't always agree. And some of the names aren't necessarily in those books these days. So I wanted to give you some names that might be familiar from the Bible. So John. Yeah, there's the baby. John the Baptist, John the writer of the gospel. John, or the female name Joan or Joanne or Joanna, means God's gracious gift. Okay?
And there's the stars.
Yep, there's the stars. Daniel, or Danielle, means God is my judge. Michael, or Michaela, means one who is like God. Now, the only name up here that I looked up is Ryan. Only because that happens to also be my son's name. Ryan means descendant of the king. Ooh, yes. I think some of you have a mother whose name is Amy. That also is my daughter's name. Amy means beloved. And a new understanding of my wife's name, Lynn. Lynn means from the lake. I always thought it was peace and joy, but from the lake. She spent a lot of time at the lake as a child. Eric means man of strength. Not necessarily physical anymore, but mental strength. Does anybody know what the name Jesus means?
There's two babies under
yes. The what does baby Jesus' name mean, Ryan?
It means that he's the Almighty King.
He's the Almighty King. Well, the name Jesus means the Lord saves. I want you to think about Jesus, the Lord saves. So the meaning of giving at Christmas, God gave us his son so he can save us from sin. So as you celebrate Christmas, either today or you did 2 weeks ago or you will in a week or tomorrow, when you think about baby Jesus, remember he came to save us. Let's pray. God, we thank you for these children. We pray that they would celebrate the birth of Jesus, to know that he has come to love us and to save us. And we thank you for your gift. In Christ we pray. Amen. Off you go. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Almighty and gracious God, on this final day of the Advent season for this year, We thank you for these opportunities to be prepared, to take in once again the scriptures, the prophecies, the promises, the time of preparation, to quiet our minds and to open up our hearts to your will, that your will would be done as your will was accomplished through the birth of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, as we celebrate his birth, we celebrate your love and your grace and your mercy. And we pray that in family gatherings, when we gather with family and with friends, we pray for those who celebrate alone. We thank you that you are with us. We pray that the joy of the season would be felt and shared in those gatherings and in those times. Lord, may the message of the scriptures, the message of the carols, just echo throughout these days. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we have Jesus Christ as the one who saves us. As we live in this world, knowing that we each are not perfect ourselves, Lord, we ask for your love and forgiveness of our own sins. As we think about the sins of others, Lord, may it begin with us. In this day, we pray for Ryan and Lisa and the rest of the family as they mourn and remember Audrey. We pray that they would continue to feel your Spirit's presence and cling to the promise of eternal life. Lord, we pray for Phyllis as she's going through these days. Lord, we pray for her family and for her friends who love her and care for her. And we pray that your peace would just fill their hearts and their minds. We pray for Jody as she continues to recover and deal with pain. Lord, may you bring peace. We pray for Jocelyn as she also is recovering from surgery. Lord, we pray that the day's pain would dissipate and she would be able to focus in on the worship of you. We pray for Monty and his continual treatment for cancer. We pray for those that are unspoken and on our minds. We pray for them. And Lord, unite us together in our prayer as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.